My name is Ethan Basso. I am 13 years old. Today is Sunday, February 11th, 2019. Mm-hmm. And I am speaking with Ray Nethercott, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Portchester, New York. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Definitely. My father. My father was the hardest worker that I know. He worked 7 days a week. He brought up 9 children. He was in mass. He went to church constantly, every Sunday, brought up 9 children. None of us got in trouble. And he was the biggest influence on my life because he was so hardworking and honest.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Yeah, one of my happiest moments probably was when my grandchildren were born. My first grandchild, right down to my last grandchild, who was Ethan Basso. They were all my happiest moments.
What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Proud. I believe what makes me feel proud of my children, my 3 children, and Ethan's mother. And not only that, I think I'm proudest of being married for 65 years, and there's not too many people that can say that.
Yeah.
And it's a memory growing up.
Yeah. What was your saddest memory growing up?
I believe my saddest memory growing up was during World War II, when we got a call that my uncle, one of my great friends, was killed in Germany during the war. And I believe that was my saddest memory, and I still think of him. Always.
What was his name?
Joe Nethercott. He's buried in it was my father's brother, and he's buried in Arlington Cemetery.
Wow.
I was in the Marines for 2 years, and then during Korea, when Korea broke out, I went into the Navy. I was a CB in the Navy, and I went to Midway Island, and I was there for 2 years.
What sports did you play growing up?
I didn't get that.
What sports did you play?
Oh, what sports did I try? Okay. I always loved football. I played every sport. I loved football. I played 4 years of high school ball. When I went into the service, I boxed. I was a boxer in the service. I was the middleweight champion on Midway for 2 consecutive years. When I came home and I joined the fire department in Portchester, I played softball with them for 56 consecutive years. Nobody's ever done that. I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tell me about one of your 9 siblings that you had.
Oh, okay. All right. There were 9 of us in my family. I'm the 2nd oldest. Right after me came my brother Tommy. He played football in high school. He was short, football in high school. But he was also an excellent boxer. And he won the National AAU Championship of the United States. The United States sent him to Argentina to compete in Argentina. Not only was he a good, excellent, excellent boxer, but he was an excellent, excellent artist. One of his paintings was picked by Norman Rockwell. and it was Senator Javits from New York. And Senator Javits hung it in his office for a year. Tommy was an excellent artist, but he died when he was 50 years old of Lou Gehrig's disease, and he never drank or he never smoked. I don't know why somebody took him away.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's it.
When and what was your first job?
The first job that I can remember was when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I worked for my father. He used to cater clam bakes, and I worked for him, and that's where I learned the clam bake business all my life. And I don't remember if I ever got paid from him from doing that.
Huh.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever met any celebrities or sports figures in your life?
I met quite a few boxers because my brother Tommy was an amateur boxer, and when he fought here, right here in Portchester, they had a bunch of celebrities come up to Portchester. One was Tony Zale, and Ray Robinson. These are all champions, all world champions.
Huh.
And I can't even think of, but I met quite a few people through my brother Tommy.
Ah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have any childhood illnesses?
When I was working up to my grandfather's, myself and my brothers used to go up there and work in the garden, He had a big, huge garden. We worked there all day long, and I came home, and I felt sick that night. I woke up the next morning, and I couldn't walk. I was totally paralyzed. I had polio. I had to go to Grasslands Hospital, and I was there for 6 months. Nobody could come to see me. At times I would have to wave out the window to my father when he would come up, but I didn't see my mother for 6 months.
Wow. How and when did your grandfather immigrate from England?
My grandfather, John Jay Nethercott, was born in Ireland. They had to go to England because of the quota, but he came over when he was 6 years old with his family, and they came over on a ship called Assyrian Monarch. And he always told me he came over on the boat with Jumbo the Elephant. That was Barnum's Jumbo. And he came over on the boat with him.
Ah.
And they settled in Portchester, and the Nethercotts have been in Portchester since the early 1900s.
How did you meet your wife?
When we were young kids, we met right outside the house that we're living now, right on Hillcrest Avenue. We met out there, and that's where we first met. I'm a year older than my wife, but we've been married now for 65 years. But when I was in junior high school and she was in Park Avenue, I used to walk from junior high school up to Park Avenue, and then we used to walk home together. And we've been together since she was in the sixth grade. We've been together ever since.
Wow. How many years is that?
That's 70 years.
70 years.
70
wow,
years.
Wow.
We've been together ever since.
Wow. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I'd like them to do the same thing that I did and my children did. Be honest, and my father, be honest and be trustworthy and be hardworking and keep the faith. Keep the faith.
All right. And,
I'd like them to do the same thing that I did, or I tried to do, following my father's footsteps. And I hope my children do the same thing.
All right.
How many minutes you got?
We got 10:38.
How many do you need?
10. I think we're all done.
Oh, okay. I think that's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.